Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, October 23rd, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $5.29 USD. And I tell y'all what, their hash rate has tripled. And the hash rate out there where they're mining in the great state of Texas is up to 1 terahash. And I'll tell y'all what, that's exactly 1 trillion calculations per second. And they have now signed up 40,863 folks to take part in that mining out there in Texas. Hey, if you want to learn more about Texit Coin, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's TexitMines@gmail.com. Hey, slip the word palm in there, P-A-L-M, to get a discount on that first mining share. And we appreciate Texit Coin sponsoring the show. And here we go. Let's go right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be here with y'all again today. And hey, our last episode, the episode before this, we had our dear friend from Chiefland, Mr. Luther Beauchamp. And we had so much fun with him and everybody in Chiefland. The whole area loves Luther. And we had so much good discussion with him that we have enough, if you will, some outtakes and funny moments that we weren't able to capture everything in that first episode. So today is a continuation of our time with Luther. And I know you're going to love this. And he likes to try to keep it short, and this is going to be a short episode too, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. If you didn't catch our last episode with Luther, you want to circle back and grab that. But this one's just going to pick right up where we left off, and so enjoy the show.
I think Doug was on the committee in different ones, and they invited a prospective pastor to
check him out.
To kind of check him out, and said somebody said, well, give the committee some idea of your knowledge of the scripture. Would you mind telling us one of your favorite Bible stories? And he said, I'd be glad to. Mm-hmm. He said, probably my favorite story is the story of the prodigal Samaritan. And when he told it, it went something like this. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nebuchadnezzar who went down to Jericho one night, but he fell on stony ground. The thorns choked him half to death. He said to himself, self, what shall I do? But I will arise and go to my father's house. But first he climbed up into a sycamore tree. That night he heard a voice calling, Samuel, Samuel. He knew the call was not for him because his name wasn't Samuel. The next day Solomon and his wife Gomorrah came along with another couple, Dan and Beersheba, as they were on their way to take some locusts and wild honey to the Christians who were hiding out in the catechism. They first dipped him in the Jordan River 7 times. Then they put a coat of many colors on him. Mm-hmm. And they were going to take him to that great city of Paris, where the parasites live. And they had to pass through that area where Simon Peter had chopped off the fellow's ear with the axe of the apostles. And then as they approached the city gate, they looked up on the wall. On one side of the gate was Bathsheba, getting ready to dive into the pool of Siloam. And on the other side of the gate were the apostles and their wives, the epistles. they were right there in the Syrian section. And he called out to him, said, chunker down, boys. He said, chunker down how many times? 7 times? Nay, nay. He said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. They chunkered down 490 times. She burst asunder in their midst. They gathered up 12 basketfuls with fragments. And Nebuchadnezzar said, the question is, whose wife will she be in the resurrection? God. And your dad told other members of the committee, said, I know he doesn't look much like a preacher, but I think we ought to recommend him to the church, for that man certainly knows his Bible.
That's everything I learned in Sunday school.
Yeah, he kind of got it all into one story.
I haven't done it enough times recently, and I left out one minor segment in it, because I think it was when they laid him up, they were going before the one where they were going to take him to the great city of Paris.
With the going Pharisees.
The Pharisees.
But
there's one place in there where they were going to take him to the Ark of the Covenant so he could be ministered unto by Jonah and his wife, Joan of Arc. And of course, their children, the archangels.
The archangels. Yeah. Of course. Right. As you would. Yeah.
All right. Well, now that has been one of my more popular stories that I did. Right. And then there was a pastor over in around Fort Pierce who served on the State Board of Missions for Florida Baptist, and while I was the attorney for the board, and I'd go to their meetings about four times a year. Right. And so I got to know, I knew more preachers than I did lawyers because of being involved with this. But this one guy.
Who would you trust more, a group of preachers or a group of lawyers?
There's a lot of similarities. In fact, my speaker friend in Tallahassee, he told me, he says, before I went to the first national convention, the Speaker's Convention was in Philadelphia, the first one I went to, and he said, yeah, you ought to go up there and kind of find out what's going on and stuff. But he had been to some of them. He said, but I can tell you, he said, when you get there, he said, you're going to be in a room full of egos that like nothing you've seen since the last Florida Baptist Convention.
Right, that would be where you would have seen
it. The only place to be anything compared to it would be. And Vera went with me to one of those national conventions, and we went to a dinner or something. And she said that, because you got to have an ego if you're going to be a professional speaker. You really do. Some handle it better than others, but Vera said that. Guy sitting on the other side of her says, well, now what do you speak on? And she said, I'm not a speaker, I'm here. He got up and moved somewhere else, but she wasn't going to be any help doing it.
Right.
I think at least one, there may have been two that got up and left when they found out she wasn't a speaker.
Wow.
But I mean, a lot of people had their spouses with them. And,
that
was what they
were. Wow.
But let me give you that other story, and then I'll try to get out of your way. But this preacher from Fort Pierce, I think, he rattled this one off for me, and I said, I needed that, and so he sent me a copy. But it's the prodigal son, a version of it, probably not like you normally hear it, but it goes something like this. It said, feeling footloose and fancy free, a feather-brained fellow forced his fond father to fork over his family finances. Fleeing far to foreign fields, he foolishly frittered his fortune, feasting fabulously with faithless friends. Finally fleeced and forsaken by his fellows in folly, he found himself a feed flinger in a filthy farmyard. Feeling fairly famished, he fain would have filled his frame with the forged food of potter fragments. Fooey. Father's flunkies fare far better, the frazzled fugitive feverishly found, frankly facing facts. Frustrated with failure, filled with foreboding, he forthwith fled the family. Falling at his father's feet, he floundered forlornly. Father, I flubbed. I foolishly forfeited family favor. The faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged the flunkies. Fetch forth the finest fatling, fix a feast. The fugitive's fault-finding freighter frowned on such fickle forgiveness of the former foeboral. It's another Biden moment.
Yeah.
It begins with an F.
Thanks for the hint.
Thanks for the fit.
Father said, you have been fit me always. So
He said,
everything I've had has been yours.
Faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged the flunkies, fetch forth the finest fatling, fix the feast. The fugitive's fault-finding freighter frowned on such fickle forgiveness mm-hmm. of the former foreman. His fury flashed. The faithful father, figuring familial fidelity is fine, says what forbids festivities for the fugitives found. Unfurl the flags, let fun and frolic freely flow. Folly forsaken, former failures forgotten. Forgiveness formed the foundation for future fortitude. Some people call that prodigal son the key of F. I did not write it. It was hard enough for me to learn it.
Yeah, that's a level of forgiveness that's hard for us to comprehend.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's not copywritten.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we'd love to have your books. You could sign them if you wanted.
Yeah, and Luther, we'll put on the show notes, I'll put your Facebook profile. Is there any other? Do you have a website or anything?
In fact, I'm not doing...
You're not trying to market, yeah.
No, I still like doing it, and if I get an invitation, I try to go when time that I can, because I do enjoy doing it.
But yeah.
I also realize that I have a lot more of those moments when I draw a blank stuff than I used to.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
It's been so much more fun than practicing law was.
Okay.
When did you pull your shingle? What year was that?
11 years ago.
Okay, so not that long ago.
Yeah, in fact, it was the end of October. I think about the last day of October. I had made 45 years of law practice in Levy County, all of that.
Grab that microphone now, was off it, of you.
When you first set up, you got back from Vanderbilt, was it slow for a while?
No. In fact, you read about some of it in one of the books.
There's always plenty of work in the law field, probably. Yeah,
my pistol packing mama case was one of my first ones.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.